You're on 5MU. It's Wine Wednesday. Not a particular day that is actually sanctioned. It's just something we've created here at 5MU. And we've spoken about alcohol-free booze during Dry July. But for those looking for a drop that still has a kick, but is better for the waistline, I'm joined by Glenn the Wine Guy. Hi, Glenn. Happy Wine Wednesday.
Happy Wine Wednesday. Good morning, Jenny.
There seems to be increasingly more options. Well, generally with booze these days, but for those avoiding sugar, I hear.
Yeah, I think so, Jenny. It's interesting, as a nation, we are sort of leaning towards better quality and less quantity, I think, when it comes to our wine consumption. And sometimes, yeah, we still want to party, don't we? But a little bit less sugar is good. And personally, I think a little bit less sugar is better than like artificial sweetener in things. So there's a lot of winemakers who are starting to get onto this.
Uh-huh. And I mean, are there types of wine that are naturally lower in sugar?
Are you really ready for some great news? Because sparkling wine apparently has the least calories of all. So if you love your bubbles, we are onto something here.
Ah, oh, that's very interesting. I don't suppose you know the science of why that is.
look, I know little sciencey things, but you know me, I hang around with a lot of other people who know a lot more than me, and I just help them look good. But look, a great friend of mine, Wayne, out at Deluva Wines, he's a viticulturist come winemaker, so he learnt a lot more about healthy vine growing first. So he was the first chap that showed me that he could grow a vine that had more estrogen in it, would you believe, and less histamine compounds to make a healthier vine, make healthier grapes to make healthier wine. That was interesting.
Mm.
And then one thing I didn't realise is Pinot Noir is actually considered to be one of the best low-calorie red wines, and also it's probably got it's the one that's got the natural form of estrogen in it as well.
There you go. Well, does this your friend create a specific type of wine that we can get anywhere?
Oh, look, yeah, Deluva Wines are out at Greenock, and he's the type of chap who makes wines, you know, with no milk powders, no egg whites, so all vegan-friendly out there, and technically a much healthier drink for people who are more susceptible to that sort of histamine reaction. You know, when you get, some people go a bit red in the cheeks and have a bit of trouble breathing, and they think they're allergic to wine, and quite often, no, they've just got to pick a different style of wine. So perhaps Deluva Wines is someone to look for there if you know someone who has that reaction, but...
Oh, that's good to know.
Yeah, and it is interesting that, look, sometimes wine only has about 130 calories or 4 carbs a serve. And I find it fascinating that when you drink wine, sometimes you have cheeky foods, don't you? You might be eating a bit more cheese than usual, but your body naturally wants to burn the fat from the alcohol first. It doesn't want to store the alcohol, so it works on getting rid of that, and then the food. So you think, oh, is that what's happening there?
Right.
And funnily enough, I bumped into a lovely couple, Nicole and James. Now, this is a rock and roll love story, Jenny. Nicole came out from America to do a vintage down in McLaren Vale and met a guy called James out in the vineyard. They fell in love and they've created a sparkling wine made from Tempranillo. And we were talking about wines that sometimes have about 1.5 carbs per serving. They've managed to make a bottle of bubbles with 1.25 grams of sugar. Well, I think that's 1 carb per bottle.
Oh, that's pretty good. So what's that one called?
Well, this young couple are working out of McLaren Vale, and they've named their bubbles Love and Glory because they think people should have a great time and celebrate wine even if it's got less sugar in it. And the good news, I didn't realise, but proceeds of their wine sales are going to a charity which is named Fitted for Work. And this charity supports underprivileged women going back into the workplace, which I find fantastic.
Sounds great. You've inspired me, Glenn.
Look, if that's fair, if I can do that at least once a week or once a month, then I'm happy. That's great to hear.
Glenn Mallacher is the Director of Wine Pro. You're on 5MU.